A coalition hoping to put two election reform measures on this year's ballot is officially starting its effort this afternoon. The Open and Honest Coalition wants Arizona voters to decide on changes to the election process and disclosure of so-called dark money. Chuck Coughlin, president of the consulting firm High Ground, is a co-chair of the coalition, which includes two people against whom he's run campaigns, former Phoenix Mayor Paul Johnson and former Attorney General Terry Goddard. So, Chuck, what exactly would the measures do?
The first initiative is honest disclosure, honest election reform, which would require, it's a constitutional change, which would require the disclosure of contributors who are attempting to influence Arizona candidate elections by spending more than $10,000 on an Arizona candidate race. We will require the original source of that contribution to be disclosed, and we will assert in the Constitution that Arizonans have a right to know who is attempting to influence their elections when they spend more than $10,000 on a candidate election. The second one is open elections, which would essentially emulate the system that we have today in Arizona and how we elect a vast majority of our mayors and our city council members. It would leave it up to them, those individual jurisdictions, including the state, if they wanted to have partisan affiliation noted next to the candidate's name. But essentially, it would treat all voters and all candidates identically.
What is different in this initiative than the one that voters rejected a few years ago, the open primary initiative?
Correct. So when we did our research on this, we found that most voters don't even know what a primary is. A vast majority of them don't. And so we're not focused on a discussion about primaries. We're talking about equal access. And so what we're talking about is treating all voters equally and making that signature gathering requirement the same. So any candidate that wants to run can run, regardless of party affiliation. You know, the American experiment in our economic experiment is open markets work best. And what we found now is that partisan affiliation with the dark money component is created partisanship on steroids. It is a process now where unfortunately, most of our candidates are fearful of these dark money, undisclosed contributions, and we find both Democrats and Republicans running to the extreme parts of their parties rather than where a majority of the electorate is who wants us, our elected officials, to resolve problems. And we think these two fixes will create a level playing field for all candidates, for all voters, and will give Arizona voters the right to know who's influencing their elections by spending more than $10,000 to influence a candidate election.
What is the advantage in your mind of these two initiatives working together, these two groups basically forming one coalition to work mm-hmm. on these two similar but different issues?
It's my experience, Mark, when Paul Johnson came to me after their last election cycle, he asked me if I would help him. I said, no, I don't want to help you. I said, if the only idea here is to go repeat the same thing, which was ideologically driven and not focused on what the Arizona voters want. And what we did and asked Paul's group to do, the Open Elections Committee, to give us the authority to do a lot of research so we could find out what the art of possible was in terms of true electoral reform. I've been running campaigns in Arizona now for over 30 years. And so what I went back to Paul and I said, give us the opportunity to do research to find out what the art of the possible is in terms of election reform. We came upon the system that Arizona already has because we are a progressive state with regards to councils and how we elect our councils and mayors. And then the other thing we discovered in the research was how disturbed the Arizona electorate is with the notion that undisclosed campaign contributions were potentially corrupting our election system here in Arizona. And when we took that information back to the open people, we said it's critical. These two issues are tied together. They must be tied together to help us fix our electoral system and require disclosure so that Arizona voters have a right to know who's influencing their election and that every voter and every candidate gets treated the same, regardless of party affiliation.
Chuck Coughlin is president of the political consulting firm High Ground, also co-chair of Open and Honest Coalition. Chuck, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.